fuck is this music?
It's sex music, yeah.
It's terrible.
70s porn.
Why are we being tortured with this?
I kind of like it.
It's hideous. Please don't ever play it again.
I kind of like it.
Whatever. Hello and welcome to Parade of Dicks. We are here to rant about our latest dating adventures and discuss. Tonight, as always, we have co-producer Jonelle.
Hello.
Professional asshole, diva, and drag queen, Allegra Spread.
Hi.
Welcome back, girl.
And of course, not, of course.
Just play the music.
Last but not least, our dick finder general, Lucy Buttons.
Attention.
I feel. I wish they did do that as I walked by. They would just all stand.
As long as their dicks are not standing to attention, that could be awkward in public.
Wasn't that
no,
what
that's
you
what I meant.
Be?
Yeah. Oh. Exactly. I check them out on the street. I might as well be able to see them.
Mushroom stands.
All right. So we want to talk about a dick disqualifier first, right?
Yep. What's yours this week?
So I think it's eyebrow piercings because I took out my own tongue ring this week for the first time in too many years to name. I decided to join the 21st century and take it out. And it's like a whole new world in my mouth.
I used to have a tongue piercing.
You did?
I did.
Disgusting. When did you get it and why?
I got it.
I didn't know this. Did you know this?
I had no idea.
Senior year in high school, I was in a band, and the band was called Tongue. And
are you fucking serious?
Yeah. And here's the fun story, too.
It was called Tongue. In English?
In English. T-O-N-G-U-E. And the funny thing is, what we were playing was rap metal. Korn, Incubus.
I was
going to
ask you guys.
Like, those were the kinds of music that we were playing.
Are you getting tongue-tied with your tongue piercing?
No, it's like we were in high school, and I think at that point I still haven't Frenched anybody, so it was aspirational.
Oh my God, you were a senior in high school.
I was
you
very young.
You hadn't made out with anybody.
I was very young.
How old?
I was 15 in senior year high school. So.
Fancy pants?
And so we decided, all of us, to get tongue piercings. And
Make out with each other?
A bunch of boys?
Yeah.
Sounds like a rite of passage. Go to the top of a mountain and make out with each other with tongue piercings.
We did not make out with each other, but it was fun. And I took it out the year after I moved to New York because I wanted to have a better oral hygiene. And a lot of mouth dents happen when you have a very long tongue stud. Like on the bottom of your mouth, it kind of pushes it unconsciously. So it creates crevices. So my dentist said, so I took it out.
So how many years did you have it?
Shit, that was maybe 8.
Okay, and do you remember how it felt when you took it out?
Oh, yeah. It felt freeing, actually.
Because then you could really do stuff with your tongue.
I can still do stuff with my tongue regardless, yo.
Okay. Do you feel you had enhanced your sexual pleasure for the other person or like whatever?
I should have asked. I should have asked somebody.
Did you leave it in when you would go down on women?
Of course.
Were you with a woman when you took it out that you had been with before?
Yes. So I was with my ex then, and then the thing was, I should have asked because subconsciously I've never really thought that you don't scrape it with a basic.
Oh my God. Okay, so I dated two guys in high school that had tongue piercings, and you totally feel it. It sucks. I actually would request that they take it out before we would have sex.
Wow.
Which they did, because yeah, you're like being stabbed in the vagina with a fucking, or the clit or whatever thing they're licking, with a metal bar. It was not pleasant. It was super painful. Now, on the opposite side, my ex, I had taken it out for like a day or two. And I said, you know, what do you think? This is a couple of years ago. And he actually asked that I put mine back in. So you can utilize it more in a blowjob if you choose to. And I also had one of those, I think they were called a slave bar, which is, it has the ball on the top and then a hoop through the ball. And that I had to even flip backwards so that I could speak properly and enunciate my words, because otherwise it sounded like I had a lisp. And then one day I was eating a salad and swallowed that because it came off. Did you ever have your tongue pierced?
Never. There was a girl in high school that brutally, like, completely mortified any idea of ever getting my tongue pierced because she was really gross. The way that she like would play with it all the time. Mm-hmm. And my dad, being a dentist, was very much against the idea. So sure. He would have like ripped it out of my mouth and my sleeve.
What's your weirdest piercing then?
I have no exciting piercings. I would have picked you for a nipple guy. No.
I would have picked you for a nipple girl.
Hey. No. I think I have really overly sensitive nipples. So I like would not. I mean, they're out there, like, but they're not.
Yes,
for
they
piercing.
Are.
Would you get your nipple pierced, Karina. Jay?
No. Here's another quick funny story. My ex, super prim and proper, super OC, super like corporate, had nipple piercings.
Where?
Your ex-wife?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like the first time, the first time I brought her home and we planned to not sleep together. She took off her top. I was like, that was the first encounter for me with nipple piercings.
Huh.
I'm not a fan.
It looks very painful.
The nipples?
Apparently it is quite painful.
Yeah, I remember some girl who got them done in high school and was like having to go and lube her nipples up during class or some shit, which is probably a thing or maybe a cry for attention. But I did like the idea that eventually they would get permanently hard.
So the idea is that like sometimes with piercings as well, you both know this, that your body can reject them and literally grow it out.
Uh-huh.
And that's to see that with body piercings with other people is another reason I never got anything exciting pierced, because I saw people's body rejecting their piercings and it was like scabies.
My
and
body
fucking
rejected.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it rejected almost all the piercings that I had. I had like 17 or something at one point. Not all at the
Christina
same time.
Christina Aguilera, relax.
Whatever. That was like, you know. That was the thing at Topical. Some time. I'm from Wisconsin. Like, it got there years after it happened here, I'm sure.
It's a TSA nightmare.
But the eyebrow piercing specifically is one that really, like, does work its way out and is disgusting. And the scars it leaves are disgusting. And I just feel like if you still have one, and you know, I still have a nose ring. I had my tongue ring. I can get around certain piercings, certainly in your ear. But if you still have an eyebrow ring in 2017, like, something's wrong.
They probably love Nickelback. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You know what? That should actually be on the dick disqualifier list as well, because I fucking hate Nickelback.
Go into a person's car and the first song is like, look at his photograph. bounce. No, but I actually considered eyebrow piercing. I just thought it was going to be painful.
I feel like your brow is not the right shape. Like where your brow,
you have to be a lot of
you
skin.
You have to have a lot, like a quite pronounced ridge for it to actually work.
And you bump into a lot of things and might get caught.
You get caught on your cat.
We get caught on his hair.
That's true. That is true.
Disgusting.
Okay, so eyebrow piercing.
Wait, but I want to go back actually to your band.
Tongue.
To the band Tongue. Since
really
neither
good.
Of you have any experience with tongue rings. You never had any experience with it?
I never dated anyone with a tongue ring because I was disgusted by the idea of it.
Yeah. Sorry what about real quick before we get back to the band, what about dick piercings, vaginal piercings?
None of it. That sounds really boring.
No firsthand experience, but there is a very awesome body modification documentary on Netflix where there are people who have just so many vast experience that they're no longer aroused with regular stuff. They had to mutilate their bodies to find new nerves to.
You're talking about like suspension and stuff like that?
Part of it was that, but even just like you know, they do piercings on a dick head, which is actually supposed to be
super sensitive,
and then they want it because like nipple piercings, it's kind of a cheat code.
Women can get their genitals pierced as well. Mm. I would never do that. I think it looks hideous.
But
like, so, and you want to talk about hygiene. I mean, disgusting.
One friend that has a clit piercing, and like the nipple piercing, it's cheat codes because you could easily. Once it's all healed and if it's, you know, if healed properly, you could, with very little effort, with very little fondling, it'll be a lot more.
Just like some swift leg movement.
Yeah. She's sitting on the train, just like.
Masturbating.
Masturbating with her legs crossed.
So I actually dated a guy once who had his dick pierced, but I was terrified.
Where was it pierced?
He had a Prince Albert.
I was going to say
Albert. What is a fucking Prince Albert?
I think it's the one that goes through the head and is like hoop.
It's near the hood. The shaft. It's on the shaft.
On the bottom part.
Under the the mushroom cap and like to the hole, and it's like there.
Whoa.
So
it's popular in Australia too.
He happened to tell me, he was an artist. He happened to tell me a story when he photographed his own dick in like a hot dog bun with relish and stuff. Apparently it was really popular at, what's that art school in the city? FIT? Do they do photography there?
SVA. RMIT?
Might have been SVA.
Pratt.
No.
Well, I don't know. But so Parsons. He was, I don't think it was Parsons.
That's a new school.
Well, he was older. So probably not
RMIT
that one.
Or something.
But he had photographed it and it was hanging in like the lobby of the school. And so he became sort of well known for having this. Really bad. Take your bell away. He was really popular for having this piercing. So he told me that story before I ever tried to see his dick. And he was very shy and it was sort of weird. We didn't date very long, but it, what? Because I'm not like
he's
you.
He's shy. He's shy. I'm sorry. He's shy, but he has a photograph
he's
of his
an
dick
artist.
In a fucking like lobby.
You should understand persona. That because, yeah.
No, I totally get it, yeah. Actually. Like today on the beach was the first time I've ever been topless on the beach. And I was like, this is weird.
Even just being in a bikini on the beach feels weird.
I was like, I was trying to explain it. Like, I'm a stripper and I feel weird being naked in muggle situations.
I've never been topless on a beach.
What?
I'm kidding. Come on.
Some men wear t-shirts.
They
Prince
do, yeah.
Albert.
Some,
yeah. So anyway, so he had this piercing and he told me that. And so then I was more terrified of anything happening. So I actually never, to my recollection, because that was during the blackout days, I never slept with him.
Okay.
But partially because of that, I was scared. So
yeah. At least I've had experience with nipple piercings. I've had a tongue stud.
Yeah. So tongue, what did you play in this band?
I played the drums.
Oh, nice.
Do you still play the drums?
I play Very Mean Rock Band, but I have not played in a...
How do we not know
Is that
this?
A game?
Yeah, it's a game. It's a back home, back in the Philippines, that was our game night. The whole gang will have an instrument, and it was great.
Do you an realize... instrument and a tongue piercing.
Do you realize that... As a pickup, the drummers are supposedly the ones that get laid the most?
No.
Do you feel
you know
personally
what?
Attacked
that
by
is
that?
Gross. I call bullshit. I
My
call
father is
bullshit.
A drummer. Gross.
Probably gets laid a lot.
No, but I call bullshit. It's really hard to show off to in a party setting your musical skills when you play the drums.
Because you're sweating?
No, because there are no drums around.
Get some girl's naked butt.
And just like, well, how do you get them naked first? Usually.
Tell them you're a drummer.
That's why we're here.
You know, usually the guitarist or our pianist is always like hanging out at a party, somebody's house, there's a piano and
a jam sesh.
They'll play and I'll be like,
get your bongo out, John. Yeah. Get your bong.
Your bongo?
Or your bong.
So the other, we did have one question. Any other comments about bongos or tongue piercing?
I'm ready to talk about
this
dick
week's,
pics.
This week's dick disqualifier, piercings. Don't have weird
Not
ones.
All. Well,
isn't it specifically eyebrow piercing for you?
Specifically, yeah. But really,
there's one guy that comes into work that has an eyebrow piercing who is just on the pushing it cusp, but is a like queer kind of artist type.
No.
But I still, whenever I see it, I go Nickelback. So I'm just like, I don't know why that's my trigger point for that. It's Nickelback, like a foil blanket.
Yeah, it's not good. So. Allegra, speaking of dicks, you're not on a dick mission yourself right now, but
not so
you
much.
Had a recent encounter. So we were all, just to like to set the stage, we were hanging out the other day. We were at Lincoln Center getting fancy with the ballet hippo, and you got a text message. Do you want to read it as like... Do you want to play each role? How would you like to do it?
Oh, I'm a total queen. I'll take all the roles. Okay. I'll do a one-woman show for
you. Are you going to do two different voices?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you got a text. What did the text say?
Well, first of all, to set some more context, I had received two FaceTime calls like 2 days ago, which I had negged on because I don't take calls from people that I don't know their number, just in case, because I have someone's phone number that was assigned to them prior to the 2 years before, like when I moved to New York 2 years ago. I would get these random FaceTime calls, and the first one I ever answered when I first moved to New York was a dick in someone's hand furiously masturbating. So I decided to stop answering FaceTime calls for obvious reasons.
What can you describe the dick? Do you remember?
I do, actually, and it was it was moving quite fast. I remember like I just remember
it was kind of like being hit in the face.
That fucking sound. I can't. I like immediately canceled it. And then I was like, I'm sorry, who is this? And they're like, you don't remember this dick? And I was like, no, I don't. I'm really sorry. And they're like, are you sure? And then sent me another picture. And I was like, I'm very actually quite certain. And I was like, and this is also the first time that I've seen, and this is the first time that I've seen like a POC dick before. And they were like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I hope I didn't ruin it for you. And I'm like, you didn't, but can you not? Like, can you not send me any more pictures of your dick? This is the wrong number. I'm not.
Was it circumcised?
Yes.
Was it large?
That's yes. The question. He what did he call himself?
This is a different person. This was 2 years ago. And then flash forward two years later.
So you said POC. It was
a big black dick. Yeah.
Big black dick. Yeah. That's what I assumed. I just wanted to make sure.
Let's clarify. It was a big black dick. And it was the first time that I'd ever seen one before I was
BBD. You know that's a thing,
I know BBD is a thing. And there was actually a couple of black guys that I dated when I first moved to New York. And yeah, consistency. But anyway, this is like 2 years ago. So yeah, flash forward 2 years later, I get all these random FaceTime calls and I'm like, nope, no thanks. And then I get a text, Thursday night, WID, i.e. what you doing? The, teenage speak because we're 13.
W-Y-D.
Who is this?
Big Dick Daddy.
Could you be more specific? Which one? How many?
I think that was my suggestion.
It was your suggestion. How many big dick guys you have? And then immediately sends a video of. I wonder if it's gonna play sound.
Oh, there was sound.
I don't think there's sound on it.
We could plug it in. Can you hear it with your headphones on anyway?
No, there's no sound. Do you want me to make like a? I wish he could. No, but he wasn't even masturbating. He was literally just like flonking it. He was just flonking it back and forth. That's not even a word. I just made that up.
Waving it around.
He was like waving it like a wand.
That's why I thought, because we were outside when I looked at it.
And it was very bright out.
I thought it was like a dong that he was just whipping about like one of those sort of rubbery like dongs.
And I'm like, no, girl, that's not a dildo. That's somebody's dick in their hand. No, it's not. No, it totally looks like it. Zoom in.
I had to shade it so I could see it.
It was very bright out. And then immediately after that is I thought I was the biggest dick you ever had, and like the huffy face, like the angry face.
Like when we act out the faces.
Yeah. That's emojis.
They can't see that on the podcast.
I'm really, really sorry that I can't share the image that I shared back to him.
We can describe it, but though.
We can totally describe it. I went immediately to the internet to really help me reply.
We searched a couple of things before you found that picture. What did we search?
We did. It's probably in my history, but one of them was definitely because I have red hair in real life. We searched gender dick, and it came up with this actress. I don't know who she is. And then we searched.
And it came up with a ginger root in the shape of a penis.
Oh my God,
well.
It was actual ginger. And it was really great.
Nature
I'm like, oh my God,
is wonderful.
Nature is wonderful. Except when it's sent to you unsolicited. So we searched a couple things. And I got really bored of these weird search terms not coming up with any pics of dicks. And I was like, God damn it. One time when you need a picture of a real dick. So I searched big old dick because that's what I wanted to respond to. This big dick daddy that was unsoliciting his imagery of his own dick to me. I don't even know if it was his dick. That's the thing. How would I even know if it's his real dick? If I had answered the FaceTime call, I would have known. Anyway.
And I did suggest, like, take a picture of your dick with today's newspaper to make sure that it is his dick.
Yeah, but I also didn't want any more pictures of his dick, so I was like, yeah, I'm all set. So I sent him a picture of this man, which is an upward shot. I'm picture
it's
that
like
he's,
a ball angle.
It's a ball angle.
Like, so you were licking someone's taint. It's sort of that view. Like,
you can pretty much see this guy's taint, like looking at this. And
so
like,
if you were about to lick someone's taint, it's like his balls,
you can see the edge of the
shaft,
bed. Yeah.
The bed, and his face.
And he's like, I would say he's 10 minutes to midnight. Like, he's not fully erect, but he's pretty much there. Unless this is him fully erect.
To me, his balls look like they were made out of stone.
That was poetic, though. I am not full on aroused yet. I am 10 minutes to midnight.
So, like, my male friends back home would refer to, like, to their dicks being, like, at several levels of erectness when we'd be out clubbing and stuff. And, like, 10 minutes to midnight, we were, like, half bar.
Okay.
At half bar or full bar was like full erection. Anyway, it's unnecessary to talk about their dicks right now. But yeah, so this picture of this man, he's quite old. He's looking very stern, hard down at the camera. Like he's in pretty good shape. He's an older man.
But his balls are gray.
But his balls are gray. I referred to them to look like elephant skin. I said it looked like an elephant's ear, and Lucy thought that was particularly hilarious.
And what did you write with it?
The text was, "You do know you're texting Armand, right? But while we're sharing." And for some context, Armand is my drag king name. And he responded, "Armand, no, I'm sorry." And I continued, "My name is Armand. Thanks for sending me a little keepsake, though. I'll cherish it at nighttime in the fuzzy tinkle time." And if anyone hasn't seen The Mighty Boosh, you should go watch The Mighty Boosh because it's funny. And he's like, "Why'd you send that pic to me?" And then, "Why did you send yours to me? I thought you was someone else. You could have just sent a pic of you." You is always spelled as the letter. He never uses the full word. You keeping my video, so I assume you like. Maybe you shouldn't go around sending your junk to strangers. Are you gay? You like my dick? I'm the only daddy in my house. Not interested in any more bottoms. That's not what I asked you. I asked you if you like my dick. I'm not a bottom. You're boring me. Is that your old ass in the pic? By the way, Aries told me to tell you you have herpes. And then I blocked him.
So Aries is the owner of your old phone.
Aries used to have my old number.
Went kind of quickly through that part. You said, Aries told me to tell you you have herpes.
Yes. Okay. And then blocked him.
Right. Which I also approve as the best way to shut down.
Aries is a shady hoe, though, because she fucking didn't tell anybody that she got rid of her old number, her dead number, which is my new number, because her aunt, who are you coming to this christening? Or like her ex-boyfriends, I thought I was the biggest dick you ever had.
Maybe she died.
That's morbid.
That's really morbid.
I know. Your face changed a lot when I said that.
I feel like the people that are still trying to send dick pics to her are really more terrible now, knowing if she's not with us anymore. Like, I feel like her family would have a better idea.
I guess.
I feel like she's just shady.
Maybe she got into a relationship, and so she needed a new number because she got so many dick pics.
I feel like she moved to Connecticut and started a new life.
Probably.
She's a born-again Christian.
She has herpes.
One of those guys' babies and herpes.
She got a Zika baby. She had a Zika baby. She's trying to hide it.
She did get herpes.
That's morbid,
and now
too.
She doesn't want to get the ramifications of all of her lovers. So.
But what I think is interesting is that as far as he knew, you were a man, mm-hmm. and all he wanted to know was if you liked his dick.
He's still asking if I liked his dick, knowing that I'm an old ass man.
Yeah, so obviously he goes both ways, and
I think he was just searching for an ego boost.
Totally, maybe he liked your old elephant arm dick. Is that what you called it? Ear?
Elephant skin?
Just elephant skin. Yeah.
Okay.
I love elephants, and now I'm going to like picture a baby elephant, and then I'm going to picture that man's ball sack, and it makes me really upset.
That ball sack sticks out in my memory.
It's memorable.
Now.
Is there any situation, though, that a dick pic would work? Have you ever heard in any one of your friend circles saying that they got this dick pic? It was kind of right.
No.
But I have received dick pics from an ex. Unsolicited. I'm not a big fan of genital pictures in general. Have you sent dick pics, Jenna?
I've never sent dick pics.
Good for
have you.
You
sent vagina pics?
Yes, but before I realized how like unnecessary they were.
Okay. Did you?
I was like 15. It was before I had sex with anyone, which seems odd.
Did you feel sort of like pressured to send them?
Yeah, in a way.
Wait, 15?
Okay. Peer pressure.
Was that like? Was there a digital camera to send? Because that would be hard
webcam.
If you actually like webcam.
Webcams.
It would be hard
cameras.
Like going to
CVS. I had a system.
CVS.
I had a system.
She had a disposable camera, and she took 27 pictures of it, and then had it developed at the Walgreens.
Oh, that would be.
And then
put it in Walgreens.
Well, whatever.
Kmart.
Put it in the mail.
Literally Kmart.
And
got some stamps.
Intercontinental. Yeah. Fuck.
With a return address. No, I'm kidding.
And then she didn't get the right stamp, so it got sent back and her parents opened it because she was 16.
Oh. No, but I'm a dude and I do not get dick pics.
I just don't. Listen, I mean, genitals in person, there's a smell, there's a person, and then you like them and you want to touch them and lick them or whatever. But in a picture, it's just.
What is a good angle? What is a good angle? Where, what makes it photograph well? As a photographer, Janelle, like, do you?
You're both photographers.
No, I don't have a dick. Like, angle wise, have you ever got
vagina,
you know, like,
even, pic,
okay,
though.
So thinking about that too, like when you do the whole like mirror check, just to make sure you're all good under the hood, you know. I don't know if you guys, you know, like, just check to make sure you don't have any hemorrhoids or anything, right? So like you have.
I don't need a mirror for that.
All right, like, you're maybe more flexible than I am. Whatever. So, like, just double... okay.
Go ahead.
Mirror check, come on.
You can get back to why you think you might have hemorrhoids.
We're not talking about hemorrhoids. We're talking about dick pics. What is a good... What would be a good angle? You, like, have your phone or your mirror or, like, whatever you're using to try and, like,
I get think,
your...
like, angle. Dick pics or vag pics, they're taken not for the aesthetic purpose. You know, I understand the allure of it. If you're in a couple situation and
long distance,
you're gonna do foreplay kind of stuff, or you're gonna
see your dick.
Exactly. Like, oh, go to the bathroom and take a picture.
That was when I got them. Was when I was long distance with someone, and he would, yeah.
That would be, I guess,
just
that's
in case
a fine.
You miss it, forget what it looks like.
But unsolicited dick pics, though, like, I for me, the only proper time to get any genital photo is when you're prepared. What if you're in a meeting?
That's every time that I have ever received like sexy pictures of really nasty texts. Well, it was while I was at work in a really like,
but that's
professional.
Fun.
But it's always like, oh my god, the like phone flip, and then someone's like, "What did you discuss?" And it's like, I'm not gonna read that aloud. That's not appropriate. This is not sharing time.
Well, I don't take genital pictures, but I do take butt pics. And I was flipping through pictures with a client one time and accidentally scrolled past my butt. And I was like, oh, sorry. Luckily, she knows about my double life. Yeah. So she knew. But because you never know when you're going to need like a good butt picture.
Yeah, but
post
selfies,
on Instagram.
Yeah, they're like actually there's a lot of angle and there's a lot
it
of
hurts
work.
To
it's
take them.
Really uncomfortable.
You
got to
twist a lot and lift and
bend. But you don't want to like twist so much to like get actual accidental pussy in there too.
Right.
You got to like keep the cooch.
And it's always dark.
It should be shaded. But. Yeah, so the guy used to send me dick pics. That's why when we had this conversation, I was like, wait, don't block him because when I get home, I can send you some dick because I still have them somewhere. I do.
I don't want to see his dick.
I know you didn't want to see his dick, but I still think it would be funny. Now, I have to share something about him, which was that he used to sometimes get a puffy dick. It's kind of like a fat puffy lip, but on his dick. Right. And I know
swollen?
I mentioned this to you before and you didn't know what I was talking about. I think what was secretly happening was that he was pumping.
We did talk about this.
Swedish
penis enlarger.
I don't know. Okay. He had a dick pump before we dated. I, of course, mocked him endlessly for it and said it was weird and gross and like, why did you still keep this? But I think he secretly had it. I will admit that when it was puffy, first of all, that was just interesting to me. Although I should have been worried. I should have been worried it meant he had an STD or something.
It's like squishy.
It was
tense?
Like a fat lip. No, it was it's like a lip. It's yeah.
Swollen. Literally just swollen.
Swollen.
So like the Kendall Jenner, is that her name? With the cup, the like the lip.
Sure.
Thing. And people get swollen lips from sucking
Let's
on
not
a cup.
Ever talk about them ever though, unless we.
I'm not gonna give them airtime.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that whole family. Except for support Black China.
Oh my god. Let's not get into that. So, so it was puffy. And so he would send me a picture and be like, it's puffy now.
Ew.
Yeah. Ew. But I did like it when it was puffy.
Did you call him Stay Puffed Penis?
Ew, no.
Do you want to know?
I'm embarrassed to even share that story. And
did
I don't
you ever
embarrass
call him
easily.
P. Diddy?
Maybe.
No.
Maybe he watched the Austin Powers one too many times. You know, the scene with the Swedish penis enlarger.
I know. So his so fucking stupid. So his ex-girlfriend, she would like belittle him and stuff like that. And so I think it was part of their thing.
Okay.
And that's why he had it. And then I don't know.
Okay.
He was not a healthy person, but the sex was really good. So I kept dating him. And the omelets. The omelets were...
Get you that puffy dick in a breakfast shift.
Well, if you can go for a weekend, you have amazing sex and a killer omelet, good sandwiches too. I mean, you know,
scrambled bees eggs.
We are actually talking about omelets and sandwiches, not a euphemism for something, right?
No, but literal. Like, what, you know, what more do you need from someone that you're dating? Good true. Food and good sex.
True.
Conversation. I mean, true.
Conversation. He what? That was not good. But if his face was buried in my pussy,
two out of three ain't bad.
Yeah. If he's eating, he's not talking, and if his face is buried in my pussy, he's not talking.
So he's always eating.
Way, good. Yeah. Always eating. He was a very hungry boy.
Oh girl.
You're welcome.
Okay.
It was good. That's all I can say. Okay. I feel like we covered enough today.
Yeah. Today we talked about a lot about dicks.
Yeah. Well, it is, you know, a parade of dicks. So there we go. So we will have to get to our questions in the next episode. So that's our show for today. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and rate us. Is that the deal?
Yeah. Leave us some stars.
Leave us some stars.
Five stars.
Yeah, I mean, I like five stars. Or you can check us out on paradeofdicks.podbean.com. I feel like they would know that if they were listening to this. No?
I hope so.
If you want to be heard on our show, you can call and leave us a voicemail at 347-927-2401. I think now you can start the music, Jay. Thank you so much, Allegra, for being back.
Always welcome.
Where's the next show? Or where could... Not
Friday,
the show.
Yeah.
Online.
You can find me on Instagram at Allegra_spread or on Twitter. Oh, Jesus, I fucked that up. So the Twitter is Allegra_spread. The Instagram is AllegraDrag, at AllegraDrag.
And Jonelle?
Just tweet at me, EL_JONG.
What about your blog?
You can visit the blog and look at pretty pictures at jongx.tumblr.com.
I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Lucy at Miss Lucy Buttons and Facebook at The Lucy Buttons. And now you can find Parade of Dicks on Facebook as well, or you can email us at paradeofdicks@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.